this worship team a round of applause and a big cheer. Woo! When those ladies got up and they started singing together, I was like, girls, just wanna have fun. I'm just kidding. It was kind of funny. I was like, oh my gosh, it's like Spice Girls. This is awesome. I know. You guys are like, what? What just happened? I know. Those things happen to me. You guys, I love being here on Wednesday nights with you. You guys are just awesome. You know, before you guys get here, actually, they kind of have a joke about me in the office. On Wednesdays, I become a little crabby because all I want is for you guys to be here and not have to, like, sit by myself down in my office. And so I'm, like, all crabby until finally you guys get here. And then my whole world is made. And I just love having you guys here. And if you are new, guys, give a round of applause to anybody who came here that's new. Woo! We all know what it feels like to be new. Nobody likes it. It's a little awkward. But when you keep coming and you keep building that community and you find new friends and you meet people, it's going to be something that you can have for so, so long. And it is so good that you guys are here tonight. And I'm so glad that you came out, even on this beautiful day. Are you guys ready for the rain to be done? Like, come on. Amen, right? All right. Also, I'm excited for this summer. This summer is going to be awesome, guys. We have a ton of awesome things for you to be a part of. I want you guys to take a summer schedule home and do all that. I was like hardcore jumping for once because I don't usually do that, or I look like what I look like right now and I'm glistening. Well, some people would call that sweating. And that's what I do. And that's just the way life is. But tonight, guys, I want to share something with you. And for a lot of you, you eighth graders, tonight is your last night of MSM. And you know what? Some of you are like, woohoo, we are done. Let's get on to high school. Some of you are like, you know what? This has been so great. Guys, the things that you've learned here have been so important. They've been critical to your development. And you know what? You guys are aged out. And I'm ready to let you go, but I am going to miss you so much. And the people that you have become are so awesome, and I hope you realize who you are and who God made you to be. And as you look forward to that, guys, I hope that in high school you continue to tap into who God created you to be so uniquely. So right now, if you have a phone right now, I want you to take that phone, either put it in your pocket, put it under your chair. I don't want to see it anymore. All right, I'm done with them. All right, here's the deal. We're going to look into a piece of scripture. I was praying about what to share with you guys tonight, and this scripture kept coming to mind. So, I want us to all pay attention here. We're going to look into the book of Colossians. In the book of Colossians, we have Paul. He is in this city called Ephesus, and he has started a church. And for 3 years, he is helping this church to grow. He's the pastor of this church. And then, all of a sudden, this guy, his name is Epaphras, he gets this exciting idea. He says, I live in the place, it's called Colossae. Everyone say Colossae? Or Colossae, whatever you want to say. But that's the city that Colossians is based out of. The church of Colossians is the city of Colossae. And so what happens is this guy Epaphras is like, I love what Paul has to say, and I believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I believe that I need to share that gospel with those over in my home city. So he goes there, and he starts a church in Colossae. It's probably in his house. It's maybe in somebody else's house. At this time, there's a little bit of persecution happening, so it's not fun to start a church. Guys, like today in this world, we just got done with Memorial Day, and what we do is we remember the people who sacrificed their time, their lives for our freedoms. One of those freedoms that we get to have on Wednesday nights is to meet here, to have fun, and guys, most importantly, to talk about Jesus. Like the reality that we get to talk about Jesus here freely, openly, and publicly is so important. But at this time, that wasn't able to happen. And so they were starting these churches, and it was like, how do you even do that? But Epaphras was doing it, and people were coming to be a part of his church, and Paul was like, I need to encourage him. I need to send him a letter of encouragement because, guys, he is a world changer. This guy, he was being a world changer. He was going out of his way to do something, to share the gospel with people so that they would know and understand who Jesus was and what he did for them. And this was right after they watched Jesus die. He was buried in a tomb, and then they watched him raised from the dead and walk around teaching again for the next 40 days before they watched him rise up into heaven. Guys, these guys are witnesses of who Jesus was and who he is now. And they wrote to us to help us understand, guys, this Jesus person that you're following, he's real. He really lived, he really died, and he really came alive from that dead to defeat it so that we can have new life in Christ and live as a new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come. And this is where we pick up in the book of Colossians. And we're going to go to Colossians. We're going to go to Colossians 3. And we're going to start in verse 12. So here is what it says. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Then we continue. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And we're going to pick up. It says, and whatever. You guys see where it's at? We're going to read this together. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Tonight, guys, I want you to take this one thing away. This is what I want you to take. And I want you guys to really think about this. You shouldn't be distracted by someone next to you. The gospel is the key to being a world changer. Here's the reality. You were so created uniquely. Sometimes you're like, why in the heck am I the way I am? Why do I look the way I do? Why do I act the way I act? Why is the personality I got? Guys, here's the deal. When I was in middle school, people didn't understand this. It was a hard concept for people to understand. You know what? They understood what it looked like on the football field. I didn't even like football that much. The reality was I wanted to be who I was. And people were like, I don't know if I like that energy. I don't know if I like that sarcasm. I don't know if I like that humor. I don't know if I like who he just is. And there were times when I was like, God, why did you make me the way that you made me? Why did I have to have this weird energy that happens anytime someone talks to me or life just is happening so excitingly? Why is it that I have, you know, one of my top strengths, and that we do this thing called strength finders, one of my top strengths, and it might come to a huge surprise to you, is positivity. Like, it doesn't matter how bad things can be sometimes, and my sisters hated this. It doesn't matter how bad things could be, I'm going to find a twist to it and it's going to be positive. Woo! Here we go. World, here I come. And my sisters, I have two younger sisters. They don't come to church with me very often for the purpose of that I would probably say things like this and then they would feel embarrassed. But I remember so many times when my sisters, they'd be upset about something and I was kind of in the right heart. Kind of. But when they'd be upset about something, I'd just be like, oh, haven't you ever thought about it this way? It's like, it's so good. Come on. Why haven't you thought about it this way? It could be such a great thing, right? And they were like, Spencer, that's enough. Or they often use the phrase, shut up. We don't like that phrase, right? My mom used to say, never use shut and up in the same sentence. And I would say, shut the door upstairs. I got her. Joke's on her. All right. Oh, I love my mom. Okay. The gospel is the key to being a world changer. Guys, look to someone next to you. We're going to say this together. 3, 2, 1. The gospel is the key to being a world changer. I'm going to read something again. Guys, I just want you to listen to this. You shouldn't be distracted right now. I know that was fun, but we're looking here. Therefore, Paul just got done writing to them and he said, guys, guess what? You're no longer your old self. When you come to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you are a new creation. Then he says, therefore, as God's chosen people, here's the reality. There's a God who created all of the universe. There's a God when at night you can lay on your back, you can look up at those stars, and you can be like, how did this happen? And you can say to yourself, wow, this God is so big. And he's so vast, and yet he created the intricacies of your eyeball. Like if I could go into the intricacies of the eyeball and like the amazing way God created that part of your body to resemble the way that he sees and the idea of him being able to visualize and see. And guys, God so created so much and he's so big, and sometimes I think we forget the fact. Sometimes I think we forget the fact that he loves you. Sometimes, and this happened to me this week. This week I was just sitting and I was like, God, I think I've forgotten that you actually love me for me. And I need to remember that. He said, therefore, as God's chosen people, God chose you. God chose you. God is an intentional God, and he's seeking after you. He says, holy, and we can read that and say, holy, set apart. Guys, when you give your life to Christ and you choose to follow Jesus, you get an opportunity to be set apart. Not always weird, maybe sometimes, but to be different in the way that you live. Maybe you make decisions that are just different. Maybe you choose to live your life differently in a way that would reflect who God chose you to be. And that's okay. He chose you to be holy, set apart, and dearly loved. He chose you to be loved. And to me, that's amazing. He chose you to be the person that he was going to share his love with. When I think about that, it reminds me of then the kind of God that we choose to serve is not a God who's just out there creating and doing, but a God that actually wants me to know him. And he wants to be known by me. Like he wants me to seek after him and know him. And then at the end of this passage, it says, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Guys, everything we do revolves around who Jesus is. The gospel is the key to being a world changer. And this is what I want to leave with you, but especially for those of you who are eighth graders, what I'm going to ask you to do is I want you to quietly, and guys, this isn't the time to talk. We're going to quietly have all of the eighth graders are going to come up on this stage with their leaders. All of the eighth graders, you're coming up on this stage with your leader. Come on. Come on up. Come on up. Everybody, all eighth graders, get up on that stage. Don't mess around with anything, please. Ryan. All right, get up there. Get up there. Get up there. All right. Now quiet down. Now quiet down. Guys, now everyone should be listening to me. And looking out here. Guys, these are amazing eighth graders who have come through middle school ministry, whether it's been for a couple of weeks, maybe 1 week, maybe it's been this whole 3 years you've been a part of it. Guys, we love you and we're so excited for you. But I want you to listen to me. Eighth graders, you're listening to me right here. Right here. You don't have to see me. Just look towards it's me. This is the verse I want to leave with you guys. The verse is, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I want you to remember that. Colossians 3:17. Because as you guys leave from here, my hope is you will remember that the gospel is the key to being a world changer. Every single one of you has been created so uniquely by God. Some of you, uniquer than others. I'll tell you that. But not only that, those gifts that God has given you, that personality that God has given you, that humor, the experiences that God has given you, are so that you can be a world changer. Believe that you can change the world. So what I'm going to give you guys tonight as a gift is a little sticker that says, believe that you can change the world. But more than that, I went to Home Depot and I raided their key rack. And you each are going to be going home with a key. Now, this key does not open anything, so don't think you're getting my house. This key is a reminder of this statement. The gospel is the key to being a world changer. And the reality is, guys, look at me, eighth graders, right here. You are a world changer. God has given you gifts to be a world changer. And you can choose to use those gifts in a positive way, influencing people, sharing with them the love of Jesus in the way that you live your life and the things that you do, the deeds and the words that you say. Or you cannot. It's a choice that's up to you. But know this, the key to being a world changer, the key to changing this world in the way that God has called us to, is his gospel of Jesus Christ. And you have been given foundations. You have been given scripture. You have been given truths of God over the past 3 years or less or however long you've been here. We love you. And we want to just say thank you for being amazing leaders. Thank you for being an amazing group of students whom I love deeply. And I love you guys so much. You're my first 8th grade graduating class, which to me is pretty amazing. Woo! I love that. And that's so cool. So, Christina, there is a box right up on that ledge that I need. Here's what we're going to do, 8th graders. You are going to come. You're going to grab from Nick and Christina. You're going to grab a key and a sticker. It's taped together. Please don't do anything with it. I want you to grab it. I want you to come to the middle, and you're going to stand right in this center aisle all together. Come do it. Don't leave. Don't go anywhere. Nope. All right. Stay right here. Everyone get close together. All right, get close together. Everybody's coming. Stay in the middle. Guys, stay in the middle. All right. Stay in the middle. Stay in the middle. Stay in the middle.
Can this unlock my house?
I'm breaking into your house. I don't care if it doesn't work. I'm still going to
Keep grabbing. Come on, keep going. Here you go. All right, stay in the middle. All right, you guys are going to kind of stay up there. Now everybody who's not an eighth grader or an eighth grade leader, you guys are going to surround them and you're going to touch shoulders with somebody and we're going to make a huge web. Go for it. We're going to pray over them. We're going to pray together. All right. Everybody needs to be in this. We're all praying for them. This is going to be you one day. We're going to pray for you. Guys, they're moving up and out, and we want to pray for them and let them know how much we've loved them. All right, get in here. Everybody get over here. All right. Everybody look right up here. Stay together. Stay interconnected. All right, everyone, we're going to quiet down, and I'm going to pray for us. Guys, listen up. Eighth graders, we love you, and we cannot wait to see who you become. And I can't wait to see you on your graduation day in high school when I get to say, guys, look at who God created you to be and how you're going to use that. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so excited to see where God continues to bring you. I hope that you put that key somewhere, that you will remember the key to being a world changer is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he has given it to you, and he desires to use you in his plan. And he's got it. So I'm going to pray over you guys because I love you. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go to small groups. On your way to small groups, there is cake downstairs. Listen, listen. If you run, you will not get a piece. No, no, no. Where is everybody going? Boys. All right, let's pray. Let's pray, everybody. Get in on this. Everybody, pray. We're quiet. We're quiet. Extend a hand. We're quiet right now. Guys, we're not praying until everybody's quiet. Dear Jesus, thank you for this group of eighth graders that you have blessed us with here at Westwood. We pray that as you send them out, Lord, that you would do your will with them and through them. Lord, we thank you that you have called them to be world changers, and Lord, that you have created them so uniquely for your unique purposes. Lord, I pray over them that you would bless them and keep them, and may your face shine upon them and be gracious unto them. Lord, we recognize that it's your will and your way. Lord, I pray that you'd open their hearts to who you are continually. Help them to grow, to become closer and closer to you. And in Jesus' name, amen. Guys, I